Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 2002 Australian BMX National Championships. We've got thrills, we've got spills, we've got the medals, we've got everybody, we've got riders from all around Australia giving us the best shot, their best action. And before we get into the races, we've got the opening ceremony, so let's take it away. That was the opening ceremony, and isn't it fantastic to see over 700 riders here attending the event. We're about to go around the track to find out from the competitors who their favourite rider is and what they think of the track. Stuart.
Yes, sir.
What club are you from, mate?
Lake Macquarie, Newcastle, New South Wales.
Wonderful. And how are you faring here this weekend?
Having a fantastic time. Love the track, love the place, love the weather. Nice and cool. Haven't got a sweat yet. Excellent.
Excellent. Who's your favourite rider here?
Oh, favourites? No favourites. Just like to see a good duel between Cameron Medill and Robinson and Screwsy in there at the back. And
yeah.
I'd say Hawkins. And, mate, they're all in there with a chance, really.
Oh, geez, there's a couple of good ones. There's Cameron, there's Medill, there's Scrucy, Tiger, they're all rocking on.
Favourite rider, I'll get bashed if I don't say Josh, eh?
That's
but,
right.
No, I like Tony Harvey, pretty cool sort of guy, good rider.
Kamikaze and Luke Medill.
Yes?
And okay. Kaelin Young.
And Kaelin Young. Who is your favourite rider?
Luke Medill.
I'd have to say Billy Hobbs.
Billy Hobbs, and what division does he ride?
Junior Elite.
Oh, Travis would have to be.
Andrew, definitely, yeah.
Wonderful, excellent.
Probably has to be Luke Medill.
Is that how your hair got that colour up there near Uluru in the hot sun?
No.
No?
Get with it, Luke.
Don't worry, we'll probably take a couple of cuts here to get it right, all right? And what about you, mate?
Oh, I like Luke Medill because he's a good guy. He's a good sports person and, he just likes racing. He's a good person in the sport.
And your main number one sponsored rider?
We've got two mainly. One's Kamikaze. He's our guy who's going to America in next week. He heads off the ride for Redline in the States. He's the first rider ever to do this in Australia, so it's a really highlight for us. The other one we've got's a four-time world champion, and her name's Melissa Mankowski.
Beautiful. Is this your favourite track in Australia?
Wouldn't be my favourite, but it's a pretty good track.
Yeah?
Who's my favourite?
Who is your favourite, mate?
Kamikaze, Luke Medill, and Michael Fenwick.
You enjoying the Hobart track? How would you rate it out of 10?
8.
How do you rate the track out of 10 here?
I'd give it a good 10.
Oh, probably I'd give it a 9.5.
It's not too bad. Not a lot. It's pretty quick.
Well, how do you find the track?
Good, yeah.
Very smooth, very quick, yep, happy with it.
What efforts have you put in here today and all over the weekend?
Just a tremendous team effort by a hardcore, a lot of people that are totally committed to the sport. Too many names to mention, because I'd only forget someone, but they know who they are. They're the ones that have put in hard, and this is the result. Great weekend's racing.
Thanks very much, Phil, for your time, mate.
No worries.
And we'll be speaking to you soon.
Thank you.
And how do you find the track here today?
Yeah, lovely. Really good technical track. It's testing all the riders, and I think it's a fantastic venue.
Who's your favourite rider to call?
Mustang Sully. If I don't say that, I'll get into trouble. Look, I think the rider of the meet to myself, and I don't want to really sound biased, he's from my club. I think Michael Fenwick, I give Michael as much credit as I give Darren Hawkins, Luke Medill, and Kaelin Young and all these guys. Michael is just outclassed a lot of his riders, but Mike's still got a final to go through. He's got a couple of finals, and I'd like to think that Michael Fenwick could certainly be the rider of the meet. But he's got a lot of close ones tucked in there behind him, so I think we've got to get through the final before I can say, yes, Michael is the number one rider for this meet for me.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, dropped away we go, elite men out of the gate, and a great start. Check him out, the 32 boy, going to get the whole shot as they work their way down the first straightaway. It's going to be Luke Medill, got a bit of a challenger up there on the outside, trying to put it to him as well as they work their way down towards the second corner. Round they go, third straightaway comes up. Smith up there trying to get through. Hanfany Harvey also there as well. Trent Riff also Burr and Wallace, but our race leader, he says, come on you guys, catch me if you can. He lines them up around the next corner. It's Ashley Knight up there putting the big cranks in, but our race leader on bike 32 is Luke Medill over Anthony Harvey. He'll come through. Also the 16 will be Jamie Gray, and the 11 bike will come.
Here we are with Luke Medill, and Luke, how do you find the race?
It's been good today. I've been getting good starts, so hopefully I can just keep it up to the final.
Fantastic. And how do you rate the Hobart track?
It's excellent. It's a real technical track. It's got a fast first straight, so it gets everyone out there. But the track's real tight, so it's going to be good for racing.
Here we are with Kamikaze. And how do you find the track here in Tasmania, Cammy?
Yeah, it's not too bad. A little bit of wind. Track to do with a bit of sweeping before the finals. Probably less water, but as it stands now, it's pretty quick track. And with the competition that we've got, it's very fast racing.
Excellent. And what's your favourite part of the track?
Favourite part of the track? I'd have to say it'd be the start to the first corner.
So the big doubles is one of your...
Big air, big tricks.
Big air. And what's your favourite track in Australia?
Favourite track? Probably Narang on the Gold Coast.
Gate drops, away we go. Elite ladies out the gate, down the straight, and a great start. The 17 bike of Tanya Bailey got the whole shot, leads them out. Also up there too, looks like it might be Matroni up there. McPherson not too far away, working the outside nicely up there in third. Also the other rider up there too, be Rochenberger, putting the big cranks in.
Here we are with the sports most elite woman. Well, what I consider is the most elite, Tanya Bailey. How are you today, Tanya?
I'm very well, thanks.
That's great. And how do you find the Tasmanian track?
I'm enjoying it. It's nice weather. The corners are pretty tight and the straights are short though, but apart from that, it's really good.
Right, and how would you rate it out of 10?
About 7.
Yeah. And what's your favourite track in Australia?
Frankston in Victoria.
Great track. Excellent. And are you sponsored by anybody?
Sponsored by Cassett. She's a South Australian based company.
And you travel all around, like the world or Australia?
Yeah, I do a bit of travelling. Been away to the world a few times and been to a couple of races on the eastern states this year, so running up my frequent flyer points.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Fenwick, the master blaster, the A Pro himself. You're going into double A Pro soon, mate?
Yeah, I'm actually already in double A Pro now, so I qualified for that a couple of races ago, so it's going good, so yeah.
Congratulations. And how do you find the Tasmanian track?
Yeah, it's not too bad, it's pretty tight and technical and that, but it's been going good, so yeah.
And where do you hope the future of this sport will take you, mate?
Well, I'm hoping to go to America at the end of next year, so it depends on how you go with visas and stuff like that, but yeah, so hopefully the whole family's planning on moving over there at the end of next year, so hopefully BMX gets big in here, but right here in Australia, so...
It's more money over there,
money's... Yeah, a lot more money, a lot of money, corporate sponsorship, stuff like that, so you make a living out of it over there, so that's the plan.
And what trophies do you hope to take home this weekend?
Hopefully the Australian title, which pretty much lets me wear the number one plate, so that's what I'm aiming for.
Right, and a rider of your professional status, is there much pressure, that comes on you from your sponsors and all the little kitakers who look up to you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you always want to try and do your best, but sometimes it always doesn't happen, so I'm just going to go out there and see what I can do.
Right, and how long have you been racing?
18 years.
18 years. Right, and is there fierce rivalry between you and the other pro riders?
As always, yeah. Everyone wants to be number one, and hopefully I can do it again, but everyone's fierce rivals.
Right, and we normally see you as one who's having a lot of fun out in the track. Is that, you're generally treated as that?
Well, if you stop having fun, you shouldn't be doing it, and basically that's the motto. For little kids, if they're not having fun, something wrong.